This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I was going to update the Jones and Keefe bracket real quick. It looked like you were about to say something.
Nope. I was just still nothing. Too quiet, I would say, as it relates to the Bruins.
Too quiet.
So they've made a couple of moves.
No, they have. They traded Brazo. They got a good return on Frederick, which I wonder if it's holding things up. I was about to update. I thought the voting had closed on our 1 versus 16 in the basketball region. There are still a few minutes left to get in and vote, but it looks like the Nuggets, the one seed, are going to hold off the number 16 seeded 90s
now,
teal Charlotte Hornets.
That was just a little scare, and then they can go on a long run.
That does happen with a one seed from time to time.
Or are they vulnerable?
You get spooked early. Yep. But yeah, that it's feeling, if I had to answer you, Keith, it's feeling like a vulnerable one seed.
I think
what
it
it's
is.
Feeling like.
Yep. The full bracket will be out shortly as well on Twitter and Instagram. You'll get to see the entire. Right now we're voting, but the full bracket to take a look at.
Look ahead to all the matchups. Yes. Right. So if the Nuggets advance, it looks like they will with a couple of minutes left. They are going to play the winner of our 8-9 matchup. That's the most recent one at Jones and Keefe. Just go to the Twitter timeline. You can see all the various matchups there where you can vote. We have the number 8 seeded Miami Heat in their Miami Vice uniforms versus the number 9 seeded Miami Heat in their 80s white uniforms modeled by Harold Biner. One editorial thing we decided to do was put all the doubles. We had some duplicates.
Have them square off right off the rip.
I think in every region but the football region, we had duplicates. And so we matched them up right away to get the best uniform for that team and narrow it down. So you can vote at Jones and Keefe. You can also dial us up 617-779-7937. Who do you think is driving the Marchand trade? Who do you think is – what's the motivation for the Marchand trade? Is it Sweeney saying it's the right thing to do? Is it Sweeney trying to save his job? Is Neely kind of acting as a proxy on behalf of ownership and saying, hey, this is the right thing to do? Is ownership doing it? Is Marchand just giving him cold feet, freaking him out because he won't sign the contract extension and hasn't since Elliot Friedman reported in October it was a done deal? Like, is Marchand in a way kind of driving it? Like, what is the motivation behind it and who's running it?
So I think it's uncharted territory for everybody involved. So Don Sweeney has been the GM of a playoff team every single year. And so at this time, they're always adding players. And so here's a spot where you should be a seller. They're like a mini seller. Trent Frederick is sort of like a mini sell. But they should be a seller. And so he's never really done that before. Also, you have Brad Marchand, who isn't under contract next year. So I do think the contract negotiations are a big part of it. Because that was the other thing that had been out there. Trent Frederick and the Bruins negotiated. That didn't go well. So I think they didn't think they could sign Trent Frederick long term. He was also having a bad year. And boom, he's gone. Now, I'm not saying Marchand and Frederick are the same. Marchand means a lot more to the franchise. He is the captain. But they're both unrestricted free agents at the end of the year.
They should treat them the same. In all honesty, I understand emotions get tied up in it the legacy of a player, but they should treat it the same. It's a guy who you're going to lose at the end of the year. You're missing the watch how that ended again last night in Carolina, where they could have lost a couple of times in the final 90 seconds. They did when Zadorov busted his stick, and they lose the game. But, like, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, no.
He's an unrestricted free agent who may not return. You should treat him the same as Frederick.
Right, and you should be able to get a good amount in return for him. Other teams, I think, should also make it a no-brainer, meaning if you're Edmonton, Colorado, Vegas, Winnipeg, one of these teams, don't you take a look at the teams that are out of it? You say, all right, what players could help us? I'm like, that's an obvious one. Like, what a great addition. As much as we're saying the Bruins stink right now and they're going nowhere, yeah, but Marchand's one, still, even at his age, one of their three or four best players. You saw him play, like, he had a minor role on Team Canada, but he was a part of Team Canada's win there for the Four Nations. So if you add him where he's not the, oh, you better be a 30-plus goal scorer for us, but if you add him as, like, a complimentary piece, and even if he's playing on, I don't even know, depending on what team he goes to, second or third line or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, that is a big upgrade. So I think as much as it's about the negotiation and whether he's going to be here long term or whether they feel like even if Sweeney and Neely wonder if they can withstand the backlash that would be trading Marchand, one of these Western Conference teams should come in here and just make it easy for him. Be like, we need this guy for a cup run. We're going to offer you a first round pick and a player and like a third round pick or whatever and get it done.
You asked me this earlier. What's the minimum you would take for Marchand to say, all right, fine, let's do it? Well, you wouldn't go less than a one, like even a conditional one.
Yeah, like just a one.
Got it.
Give me a first round pick. I'll get it done. I think based off of what you got in return for Trent Frederick, I think you can get more than that.
Me too.
But then his injury does throw in a little bit of a curveball to it.
Well, again, it's just I also think you can get more.
Yeah.
But Cervelli said first rounder plus plus. Like the idea would be a first rounder and a prospect and a roster player and or, you know, an additional pick or something like that. Like two or three assets for one is how I would interpret plus plus. So I also think you can get more. But what's the minimum I would take? Conditional first round pick.
Okay.
With the conditions being set on how many games Marchand plays in the postseason or how far the team advances. Something that's pretty easy to reach where it likely turns into a first rounder. And if you're talking about a contender, likely a late first rounder. But I would still take that personally. So you can jump in here. Who's the driving force behind the trade? I hope, this is what I hope, Keith. I hope it's Sweeney kind of panicking and worried that, oh, crap, we're not making the playoffs. If we miss the playoffs, I might lose my job. That's what happened to Chiarelli. That's what happens with the Jacobs family. Crap. I better start getting assets and collecting them for whatever reason. Maybe it's just to redraft. Maybe it's to sell ownership on, well, now I have all these assets. We're going to own the trade market at the draft. Whatever it is, I hope Sweeney's panicking and putting together a plan to pitch to ownership to keep his job. And then I kind of hope he's out of a job, quite frankly. But what I hope it's not, and this is just a hope, I have no idea. I hope it's not ownership saying, get what you can, we trust you with the rebuild. I hope that message hasn't come from Jeremy and Charlie down to Cam to Don Sweeney. You're the guy for the rebuild. Tear it down. We're okay for 1 year. Get what you can. Get us back to the playoffs next year. You're the right guy for the job. I hope he doesn't already have that assurance.
I wonder if Jacobs actually gets involved with this. So usually we talk about this with other teams, like Robert Kraft says, you know, you can only spend this amount of money, or Robert Kraft might have his say on players. John Henry, very clearly, like, I don't think Heim Bloom's first idea was let's trade Mookie Betts. I'm pretty sure he was told to trade Mookie Betts.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for
in Dax's domain. We see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know.
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Could the other part of it be true? Like, if they're not convinced, they being the Jacobs family, if they're not convinced that Sweeney's the guy going forward, are you going to let him trade Marchand? Or maybe the Jacobs really want Marchand. Like, we did the would you rather on Wednesday. Would you rather just Marchand going forward or Sweeney going forward? So that's a fun debate for us, but for Jacobs to actually make that decision, maybe he says, if we trade Marchand, we know he's not going to re-sign with us.
Right.
But we want him on the team. The fans, for the most part, love him. So, like, I don't know. Like, is it out of Sweeney's hands? And if it's out of Sweeney's hands, then wouldn't he also know, like, I guess I'm done.
Yeah.
If you're not letting me trade him. Like, I think it's fascinating what's going on right now.
It would be, you've made this analogy a million times. It would be like, exactly, Chaim Bloom and the Red Sox. You've done that today. You've done that in the past.
Is it fully up to him to make this deal?
So, my answer is I hope so.
Yeah. But then that also means he's probably back.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think if he's being told what to do, I guess I get what you're saying. If he's being directed to trade him, then fine. If he's being told he can't trade him, then he is a dead man walking. I'm 100% with you on that.
Yeah.
I don't think he's being told not to trade him based on the reporting from LeBron and Friedman and all these guys. They're like, no. The Bruins aren't saying no to trades. I think they're kind of itching to do it. And I think the contract is at the heart of all of it. We listened to this before the show.
Oh, for sure.
You know, Marchand has yelled at two insiders this year. It was Scoops Keefe and Elliot Friedman.
He's pissed.
Friedman said a deal was done. And I wish my antenna went up on this more in October. I remember saying this at the time. I'm like, when Marchand said, no, we don't have a deal done. Elliot doesn't know what he's talking about. If they gave me a three-year deal, sure, I'd take it, blah, blah, blah.
He clearly heard that from somebody he trusted.
My antenna should have gone up more then. And at the time, I'm like, why are the Bruins itching to pay him? He's 36 or whatever it was then. And he's in the final year of his deal. And I'm not anti-bringing him back. At the time, I still love Marchand. It's long before he ripped you.
Yep.
And I was like, even I was like, you don't need to rush to pay this guy. Like, play that out. See how it goes. Wait. There's no rush to pay him. Why are you doing it right now? Especially a 2 or 3 year deal. And I didn't think past that. The contract's been a huge issue. And Sweeney tried to shift the blame to Marchand last week. And I think in some ways, Marchand might be running this. Like, him not bending the knee and taking their deal is part of why they're getting antsy and maybe moving him before the trade deadline a little over 2 hours away.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.